I'm so sorry about this, but the last audio boo that I posted may have been a little bit not well. When I say I was going to say unclear, but not because I was muffled or anything like that, but because I don't think I quite explained myself in what I do or what I'm doing at the moment. And work-wise, I'm making a program for the BBC. I'm editing a program for the BBC called Motorway Cops. And it's an observational documentary where we follow police officers in their daily duties, doing their thing, and specifically the CMPG that I didn't know existed until I started this job. It's the Central Motorway Police Group, I think. So anyway, what I was trying to do was give a little bit of insight into what I do and just how I do it in that last boo thing. And basically, well, I think it's probably pretty clear from that point on, but I'm sitting here in my living room. It's 25 to 11 on a Monday night, and I'm listening to music and just trying to get a sense, as I think I've said earlier, trying to get a sense of the kind of music that will sit well with the kind of footage that I've seen over the last 3 weeks. I've been working on the project for, I think this is the start of my fourth week. So what you hear in the background here is my stereo playing a little playlist that I've concocted in iTunes. And I'm looking over some notes on my Mac that I made this afternoon. I spent today trying to focus my attention on just looking through all the footage that I've edited so far. And when I say edited, I mean, I'm basically at such an early stage. What I mean is I've cut out all the junk, all the stuff that just couldn't be broadcast for telly, that's no good to anybody, and that's all gone. So basically, we'll never ever have to look at that again in the edit suite. What I've done is clung on to anything that's usable, that's useful, where anybody says anything that's remotely interesting. And so what we'll basically do in the edit over the next 3 months is we'll basically chip away at that. And when you chip away, you eventually find somewhere along the line that you've got a program. Well, three programs, I hope. And that's what I've been doing today, is just making notes about what I think are the strengths and weaknesses of each of the little sort of stories that we've followed, that we've made with our cameraman when we've been down in Birmingham over the last 8 weeks, I think. Anyway, so that, I hope, is a little bit clearer in what I've been doing tonight. Clearer than my last post type thing. Audio boo, or whatever you want to call it. Great, so I'm going to carry on doing what I'm doing. That's not suitable. And I think that's a little bit too fluffy. That's Bonobo. So we'll skip past that. Oh, that's the Prodigy. That's probably a little bit too... Well, look, if you really want to hear this, then, I mean, well, here's an example of something that's probably a little bit too uptight for Motorway Cops. Because, frankly, we've got some pursuits in the programme, or in the stories that I've seen so far, but I'm not quite sure that there's anything that's quite so smacked up as this. Because if you know the Prodigy, you know that this song gets a wee bit carried away with itself in a wee while. In fact, 2, 3, 4. So anyway, so that's probably not got a place in the program, and probably I'm not entirely sure that this has either. This is Lunatic Cam. Shing jing 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 jing. That sounds really dated as well. That's probably not going to be in the program. But this might well be. This is Bikini. Actually, this is really nice. Because this is brooding. It's kind of dark. It's mysterious. It's got intrigue. It's got... So this is... There's a sense of investigation. This is...